We're back here on In Focus News Radio KMAN. We're talking with Pottawatomie County Commissioner Dee McKee. Our conversation's primarily been on the Highway 24 roads.
But, we expected that.
Yeah, obviously that's the big news here right now in Pottawatomie County. And, you know, it's interesting because you bring up the schools, and I know that with my wife works in the school district here in Manhattan, Ogden, and there are folks who live in Manhattan around the east side who have to commute to, and they take the bus to Oliver Brown Elementary, the new elementary school there in Blue Township. I imagine this has got to be a nightmare getting the kids home right now.
I would say that if they are following traffic, it's at least a half an hour increase in the morning and in the afternoon. That's what I experienced, and it's a prime go-to-work time.
Mm-hmm.
And we did do a bid through KDOT on a Safe Walks to School bridge that was supposed to cross the Elk Creek right on Green Valley Road, and we got no bidders on it. And that's a significant note that construction and all of the federal grants and all the processes that have been kicked in make all these projects go up in dollars, and people only want to take the ones that are big that they can work in that process. They said that the timeline was too short to do what was in it, so we're going to process that again with the commissioners. I have absolutely wanted that walk bridge in there for 3 years because they go through a two-lane, about 28-foot bridge, and the kids on bikes and the people that are walking all have the same ground. And
it's tight.
It's tight, and it's highly increased in numbers.
Yeah, dangerous there, and you want to make sure the kids have a safe area to walk. We have another caller standing by, so you're popular today, Dee. Let's go back to the phone
lines. I'll just prove how much I don't know.
Good morning. You're on In Focus.
Yes, this is Steve, and I have a question or two for Commissioner McKee. Recently, there was a letter of support for the Waubonsie County for the Bellevue to Paxico Bridge, and my understanding is that Commissioner McKee did not sign that letter of support, and I was wondering what her reason was. And also, on the Marlette Bridge, how much money is anticipated that the Pottawatomie County should spend on that project without a letter of support from either Riley County or the City of Manhattan? Thank you.
Thank you, Steve. You probably could have asked that at the meeting. I expected some question on it. I have said consistently that when the cost of doing bridges is set by the state based on valuation, and the bridge that goes over into Waubonsie County, though it has probably about 1,000 users per day, that it does not serve for our county to put in about 90% of the cost after the grant, if we get it, while they only put in 10%. When I see down in my district the safety and security of kids and adults and workers that need to get back and forth, and I have seen some of the accidents and rear ends and so on in the past year, and my priority in serving the citizens of Pottawatomie County is to get that bridge through federal money because it has so many demonstrated needs. Now I'm talking about the Blue River Bridge. And then with that accomplished, we would have the money to do the one over Bellevue fully paid for with money that we would not have spent trying to get the bridge at the Blue River. The cost of that bridge, I had K-State and some of the professors do a study with the kids in engineering to give us some kind of estimate. And back then, it looked like it would be, depending on the route, and they picked several options to get over the river. It has to be built above the floodplain, but that will be piers that are probably maybe 6 to 10 foot above the ground so water can run, and it doesn't, it won't sit down on the ground. But we have the right-of-way to the river if we use that route. But at any rate, those kids estimated the cost to be, depending on the dirt moving and stuff, probably in the $12 to $15 million rate with the 10, 20% increase we're playing with. And the delays, we are not moving ahead very fast. And it will cost us more. But it still has far better service and revenue and economic growth for our county than the Bellevue Bridge does. And so representing that idea, I'm not opposing the grant in terms of them applying, but I am not a full support of that when I see the other one needing that support for the reason of building both of them correctly in the future.
Right. Well, and I know the county has applied for base grants for the one over the Big Blue. Where's that process at right now? Because I know that you had till February 28th, I think, to get the application in.
Yeah, we haven't had an answer on that, and I have a new one from KDOT now that is an enhancement. It came from Julie Lorenz, the Secretary of Transportation, just last week. Printed a copy and talked about it yesterday, but it's an enhancement to the Ike Eisenhower program that they put in about 10 years ago when they were putting money in different bridges and roads and places that had been anticipated but didn't get funded in the last highway bill. And I may not exactly sure how long Ike's been in place, but anyway, she will have hearings across the state next couple weeks, and I brought that up to Nathan Bergman, our engineer from, and he comes up and works on most of our projects, and we will look at it. And I think it is another one. We just simply keep coming around so that there is an opportunity for us not to shut down growth. I mean, we can only handle so much traffic. I looked at our permits are the same about as they were last year. At this point, there's 33 permits, I think, or 34 this year and 33 last year. Every house is 2 to 3 cars. And when they move out there, I want them to be able to come and go to work at K-State or hospitals or wherever else with options when there's a problem. Otherwise, it becomes very difficult to send them clear out to Far North Road and say that's your route back if it's and it's not paved.
Yeah, you drove that this morning, right?
No, I took the Blue River route.
Okay.
And again, it's not paved either, but it is very curvy and does not lend itself to trucks or anything like that. Trucks can get down it, but if they're coming from two directions in the dust, it's not a really good plan.
Right.
I just don't want to see anybody get hurt by our reticence to do what we think we need to do in the region.
Sure. We're coming up on 9:30. It's 9:33, so we'll take our second break of the program. More with Dee McKee here from Pottawatomie County in just a moment on News Radio KMAN.